Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Murat. This is our 29th study in the book of Genesis. We are going through the book of Genesis verse by verse, of course. And we come today to Genesis chapter 30, verse 25. And we ask, Father, that you would add your blessings to the word that we are about to read. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis chapter 30, verse 25, we pick up right where we left off. And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away, that I may go to my own place and to my country. The 14 years of service to Laban are over. Jacob, in the last 7 years, has become the father of 11 boys and one girl. So now Jacob asks his father to send him and his family off in a friendly way. 26. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go. For you know my service, which I have done for you." Jacob worked 14 years for his wives, and now he is asking Laban to let him leave and take them with him. He has done his part, and he expects Laban to do his. Verse 27. And Laban said to him, "Please stay, if I have found favor in your eyes. For I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake." Good from God comes to those who know Him. Even to Christians like Jacob, who are far from perfect. And that good spills over and blesses those who are connected to them as well. Laban knew that God was being good to him because Jacob was around. 28. Then he said, "Name me your wages, and I will give it." Laban does not want to offer Jacob much, but he doesn't want to insult Jacob either. So, knowing that Jacob is a modest man, he knew that if Jacob named his own wage, it would probably be less than what he could offer. 29. So Jacob said to him, "You know how I have served you, and how your livestock has been with me." Jacob had served Laban for 14 years. He had taken care of Laban's livestock. Jacob had done nothing to make money for himself. Sounds like Jacob is setting Laban up, preparing to ask for a big wage. Verse 30. "For what you had before I came was little, and it has increased to a great amount. The Lord has blessed you since my coming, and now when shall I also provide for my own house?" God had blessed Jacob's work for the previous 14 years, but Laban is the only one who benefited from it. Now Jacob is saying, "I have a large family. I need to start providing for it." 31. So he said, "What shall I give you?" And Jacob said, "You shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your flocks." Jacob is saying that he doesn't want a fixed salary. He's saying, "I don't want anything that belongs to you, Laban." And I'm sure Laban is thinking, "I was very smart to let Jacob name his own wages." 32. "Let me pass through all your flock today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted sheep, and all the brown ones among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and these shall be my wages. So my righteousness will answer for me in time to come. When the subject of my wages comes before you, every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the lambs will be considered stolen, if it is with me." Jacob says, "For my pay, I will take every spotted and black sheep that your flock produces in the future." And Jacob also says that he will remove all the spotted and black sheep from Laban's flock before he begins. Now that would reduce the likelihood of spotted and black ones being born in the future, for sure. But he's willing to do that. 34. And Laban said, Oh, that it were according to your word. Laban must be thinking, what a deal. I got the best of that boy again. 35. So he removed that day the male goats that were speckled and spotted, all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, everyone that had some white in it, and all the brown ones among the lambs, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And so Jacob will take care of his father-in-law's large flock. The whole flock is solid colored to begin with. And down the road, any spotted or black ones will belong to Jacob. 36. Then he put 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And just so there's no mixing of the spotted sheep with the solid colored ones, Laban separates them by a 3-day journey. And Laban then puts his own sons in charge of the spotted and black ones. He's doing everything that he possibly can to make sure they don't mingle with the sheep that Jacob is taking care of. 37. This is where it gets a little strange. Now Jacob took for himself rods of green poplar and of the almond and chestnut trees, peeled white strips in them, and exposed the white which was in the rods. Jacob takes 3 branches and peels part of the bark off so that the branches are white and dark striped. 38. And the rods which he had peeled he set before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink, so that they should conceive when they came to drink. So the flocks conceived before the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. The sheep would meet at the watering place, and since they were together, they would mate there. Now, Jacob knew that they would do that, so he set those peeled branches in front of them while they mated. And the Bible says, in the last part of verse 39, that they brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. That is what Jacob hoped would happen. Now, this was either something that God commanded him to do, which would make it an obedient act of faith, which God then rewarded, or Jacob did it on his own, and God, who loves to bless his people, gave him what he wanted. Either way, as we will see, it was God who did this, not the branches. 40. Then Jacob separated the lambs and made the flocks face toward the streaked and all the brown in the flock of Laban. But he put his own flocks by themselves and did not put them with Laban's flock. Jacob may have thought, well, those stripped branches worked, so I think I will take this project to the next level. He put his spotted sheep in front of Laban's sheep. Maybe if Laban's sheep look at my spotted ones, they will produce more spotted ones. And of course, this is just superstition. 41. And it came to pass, whenever the stronger livestock conceived, that Jacob placed the rods before the eyes of the livestock in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. Jacob did not want any scrawny spotted sheep. Consequently, he put the stripped branches in front of the stronger sheep when they made it. Not in front of the weaker ones, but the stronger ones. 42. But when the flocks were feeble, he did not put them in. So the feebler were Laban's and the stronger Jacob. Jacob's flock is growing. And his sheep are strong ones, too. And again, if God told him to do these things with the branches, then it was an obedient act of faith, and God was rewarding him for it. Or maybe God is just being nice to him. If this is a superstitious thing on Jacob's part, God will correct him shortly. 43. Thus the man became exceedingly prosperous and had large flocks, female and male servants, camels and donkeys. Jacob became such a successful businessman that he had to acquire men and women servants to help him take care of everything that he owned. Chapter 31, verse 1. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what was our father's he has acquired all this wealth. Laban's sons are seeing at least 2 things. They see that their dad is getting older, and they see that their inheritance is slipping away. That's because God is taking Laban's wealth and transferring it to Jacob, too. And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable toward him as before. Laban loved having Jacob around for all those years when God was blessing him because of Jacob's presence, but now God is blessing Jacob, and Laban doesn't like it. 3. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you." God's timing was perfect. Who knows what greedy Laban and his jealous sons might do to Jacob? So, at just the right time, God says it's time to leave Jacob. 4. So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field to his flock. Jacob has to talk to his wives in secret, away from Laban and his sons. If they find out Jacob is leaving with his wealth, watch out. 5. And said to them, "I see your father's countenance, that it is not favorable toward me as before. But the God of my father has been with me, and you know that with all my might I have served your father." And we will see a little later that Laban actually cheated Jacob out of his wages many times, and Jacob knew about it too, but Jacob still worked hard. Verse 7. "Yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God did not allow him to hurt me." Laban tried to hurt Jacob, financially, for sure, and maybe even physically. But each time he tried, it backfired. God turned Laban's schemes against Jacob into blessings for Jacob. Verse 8. "If he said thus, 'The speckled shall be your wages,' then all the flocks bore speckled. And if he said thus, 'The streaked shall be your wages,' then all the flocks bore streaked." God was always one step ahead of Laban on behalf of Jacob. The original agreement was for Jacob to get all the spotted sheep. Well, God caused many spotted ones to be born. So Laban made up new rules. He said, "Well, the spotted ones will be mine, the striped ones will be yours." Well, God caused striped ones to be born then instead of spotted. Laban couldn't win because God was on Jacob's side. 9. "So God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me. And it happened at the time when the flocks conceived that I lifted my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the flocks were streaked, speckled, and gray-spotted." God gave Jacob a behind-the-scenes view of what was happening with those sheep. He wanted Jacob to know that it was God who was causing him to gain wealth, not those goofy branches. 11. "Then the angel of God spoke to me in a dream, saying, 'Jacob,' and I said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Lift up your eyes now and see, all the rams which leap on the flocks are streaked, speckled, and gray-spotted, for I have seen all that Laban is doing to you.'" God can see everything, including DNA. And so God looked into the genetic structure of the sheep, and he saw which animals carried the genes for spots, and he caused those animals to mate. And that is why Jacob became wealthy. 13. "I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, and where you made a vow to me. Now arise, get out of this land, and return to the land of your family." It has been 20 years since Jacob left home, and it's time to go back. He has 11 boys, one girl, and they need to be raised in the Holy Land. 14. "Then Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, "Is there still any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house?" These two women knew that their father did not care about them. 15. "Are we not considered strangers by him? For he has sold us and also completely consumed our money." Jacob worked 14 years for these two ladies. That is a lot of free labor and a lot of profit for Laban. That money should have been set aside for his daughters as sort of an insurance policy, but Laban spent it. These two girls did not trust their father. There's no future with a man like that. 16. "For all these riches which God has taken from our father are really ours and our children's. Now then, whatever God has said to you, do it." these daughters knew their dad was a crook. They knew that God was just in giving Jacob wealth at the expense of their father. They knew that Jacob was a godly man, so they're willing to follow him as he follows God. And we'll pick up our study in verse 17 next time. Till then, so long, everyone.